The LAC Strategic Engagement Plan presentation. It is scheduled to begin at 1630 hours local Beijing time and scheduled to end at 1730 100 hours local Beijing time.
Good afternoon. We're just about to start, but I will strongly recommend you to, if you don't have an interpretation device and you don't speak Spanish, you should get one, because there will be a lot of Spanish.
Estoy esperando la falla.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're ready, we're about to start in 1 minute. Steve has arrived. Okay, thank you all very much for being here. I would like to thank Fadi Chehade, President and CEO of ICANN, and Steve Crocker, Chairman of the Board of ICANN, for their presence and support to present the Latin America and the Caribbean strategy. I want to make a special recognition. So, Eduardo, if you can just click next, to the Latin America and the Caribbean Strategy Steering Committee. They were really wise and generous in their time and sharing their knowledge and working together to come out with this plan. I would also like to thank the community that participated in the open consultation process, and also our colleagues from LACNIC, Raul Echeverria, who kindly let us make the retreat for the steering committee in their house in Montevideo. So with that, I would like to ask Fadi Chehade to address the audience, please. Thank you.
Okay. I am here amongst friends. I feel this way. I look in the room. I know we have, I shook hands with many of you and I visited some of you. I can't wait to visit all of you, and I hope we do that soon. This is a special moment for me because we have been talking about doing more together in Latin America, and the time is here to start doing even more. We are, the importance of your community is immense in my mind, because you are in many ways where most of the developing world looks for some direction. So when I meet with people in Africa and I say, who would you like for some leadership, they look across the pond to you. It's really remarkable. I mean, today I met with a delegation from Senegal, and I asked them, you know, how can we help you, you know? And they said, we'd like some guidance from friendly countries in South America. And this is, you know, aside from my focus on Brazil in some of my talks, in general, they view you as someone who can help them, who can guide them. You have done a lot of things. And therefore, the strategy that we're trying to do with you here is quite different from what is needed in Africa and other developing areas. I mean, this is an area that is quite developed. I have family in South America, so I know and I understand. I appreciate where you are compared to the rest of the planet. What is fundamentally great about the work you've done is that this was bottom-up work. This is not ICANN coming to the region and saying, here's our idea for what you should do, as if we know. It's your plan. It's what the region gets together and decides is the plan. So when Sally and Tarek and I embarked on a global engagement activity, we said this activity must start from the regions, not from Los Angeles. from the regions, and from there we develop our global plan. And therefore, this effort that you did is another validation that bottom-up is the right way to go. We start from the bottom. And in this case, the bottom is the region itself. It's the members of the region. I am not only committed to the work you've done to write the plan, I am committed to the implementation of the plan. And this is very important, because we could come up with 20 plans that look very nice in PowerPoints and on paper. But unless we put the necessary resources and focus and commitment behind the plan, it's just a plan. So I want to reaffirm to you today, as I did on the day you started, that ICANN is 100% supportive of what you need. We are looking forward to make this plan a reality with you. With you. Not to you, with you. And as I told Raoul, who I know he and Laknik have been not just supporters of this, but really the heart of this in many ways. Everything they did to support us to make this possible is really appreciated. Thank you, Raoul, and thanks to the Laknik team for everything you've done. But more importantly, when we go into the implementation phase, it is important that ICANN does not go to the region to do things that the region is already doing. We want ICANN's work to be complementary to what the region is already doing, and your region already has a lot happening. We should just support, complement, add, not replace and reinvent. That's not what really is needed here. So you have my commitment that everything we do in the region will be complementary and will take into account from the beginning and throughout all the great work that is already happening in your region. I also understand your region is diverse. You know, it's not all one piece, Latin America, Central and Latin America and the Caribbean. There's a lot going on in that region. And so we will support unity through diversity. We will support doing things together, but also respecting each other's individual cultures and individual needs. That you have also my commitment on. I want to say that the next engagement center in the world that we plan to open, you heard, of course, of the engagement center we announced here on Monday, but the next one we will open is in Latin America. So the one we have discussed with many of you and worked with many of you will be, of course, in Montevideo, and I look forward to come, hopefully one day, and visit you there. But this center will be in the same house as the other organizations, the ISOC, LACNIC, LACTLD, LACIX, etc. And that, by the way, we don't expect to happen anywhere else on the planet. I mean, maybe down the line, but for the time being, this is the only place where we could say we have all these organizations housed in one place and working together and cooperating and coordinating to ensure, again, we complement each other and we work with each other. It's a great example. It's a great example that I plan to tell the world about as I travel and I explain the great success we have in South America. I also, of course, many of you met Everton, so by now this is old news, but it's also new news for us to have Everton as our new engagement leader in Brazil, and we're very happy to have you on board. I told our staff that many people in Brazil have communicated with me, frankly, congratulating us on your choice, and we're very lucky to have you on board. Thank you for joining our team. Thank you. And I also am happy to share with you that in May we plan to add a second person, or a third now, with Rodrigo, to serve the Caribbean area. So we will add someone there to understand the diversity of this area and make sure we are reflecting that into the overall plan for the region. And I heard from Sally, so we can share this with you. Sally Costerton is here, who runs all of our engagement and communications worldwide, that because of the unique needs of this region, and we do not plan to repeat this everywhere, but because of the needs of the region, we will also hire a full-time communications manager, and we will place him or her in the Montevideo office to support the communications needs of the region. So these are immediate small things we're doing, and I hope as the plan develops and as we learn what else we need to do, we will do more with you. So you have my commitment for that. And once again, I think while the regional plans are happening in many areas, I view that maybe they can learn from each other, but they're different. You know, what is needed in Africa is different from what's needed here, what's needed in the Middle East, what will be needed in Asia. These are different. They can learn from each other. They can hopefully copy good ideas from each other. But at the end of the day, each region has its needs. We respect that. And we look forward to serve you and to come closer to you as best we can in the months and years ahead. You have my commitment that we will do that. I think I'm done. If there are any questions or something, maybe in the panel when I sit, we can answer them. But thank you again for the time you gave us today.
Thank you very much, Fadi. And now I would like to ask Mr. Steve Crocker if he can please address the audience, please.
Never been a less well-prepared moment. I look out and echoing what Fadi says, I see friends. My particular path in life did not take me to South America early on. I did a decent amount of traveling, but came late to the region. I think my first trip was to the Rio ICANN meeting in 2003, yeah. And so in the 10 years since then, I have had the pleasure of coming to Brazil, to Argentina, to Uruguay, to Peru, and to a handful of other places in Central America. And it's been delightful each and every time. The vibrancy, the diversity, and the energy is wonderful. There's just no question that Latin America, and South America in particular, is a place where big things are happening. As I say, I can only echo what Fadi has said. Anything that we can do to be supportive. You have heard Fadi, and I'm a big fan as well, of the really incredible depth and maturity of the operations in Brazil. Peak of excellence in every dimension, the physical operations, the technical skills, and the governance structure. And more recently, I was able to go to the House of the Internet in Montevideo, and what a delightful operation. Very, very well balanced, and pieces put together like a jewel. And so I'm a big fan of what Raul has been able to do and the whole team there. And I could go on, but I don't claim deep knowledge, but everything I've seen is really as delicious as the food is in the region. So keep it up and come and take over. Thank you.
Muchas gracias, Steve. Vamos a.
This is Rodrigo de la Parra speaking. Thank you, Steve. We are going to start presenting our plan. I would like to thank the ICANN board members here and ICANN board members from the region. I would like to thank Ray Polzak. He's been really supportive to this strategy. Gonzalo, Olga, Ray, thank you very much for your support.
Member of the board for being here as well, supporting this strategy. And now I will leave the floor to the group, the strategy, the steering committee, who are the real authors of this work. So, Oscar, please, if you could.
Thank you, Rodrigo. I will speak in Spanish, so if you're not ready with your interpretation devices, I will be speaking in Spanish. Lo que hicimos no fue un proceso.
This is Oscar speaking. This was not a traditional planning process that you will typically find in any organization. This is a group within an organization that had a mission and a vision and certain principles together with certain relevant areas that will be their focus in the coming years. So our task was not just doing whatever we felt like doing in the coming years. What we needed to do was to focus on our regional needs and fit them into the organization's mission. So we defined an ad hoc planning process with information that we should have as a prior background before the actual exercise or planning exercise. So we performed a SWOT analysis to see the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And we became aware of the different opportunity areas in the region and the strengths at a regional level. We also needed to review ICANN's plan so as to see what ICANN is willing to do in terms of internet and critical resources. So we put forth some questions. For instance, why is it relevant for ICANN to include our needs in its strategic plan? What are we looking for as a region with this strategic planning exercise? What are the most relevant topics for the region? And we started going further into the granularity levels, and we broke down these ideas into more specific areas or topics. The aim of this was to identify the main areas of interest in the region in order to develop a matrix that joined ICANN areas of interests and the regional areas of interests, and they intersected. So our task was to start filling in those fields, if you will, resulting from the intersection of these areas of interest. Our objective being to identify what we wanted ICANN to do in the coming years for the sake of our region. We set a 3-year timeline, but this is not carved in stone. And the idea is that we should define the projects that may lead to the attainment of the objectives that derive from the intersection of the areas of interest that I have mentioned before. We also focused on indicators. We did not want a plan only with good ideas that wouldn't be implementable. It is not worth having a strategic plan that you cannot implement, or even worse, that cannot be measured in terms of performance and success for each of these objectives. Therefore, we detected or decided on identifiers or indicators. So we came up with strategic objectives, indicators, and projects in order to meet these needs that I mentioned before. My teammates will speak about these areas. We set up different working groups within our committee, leveraging the experience of each of our members. So we focused on political aspects, outreach aspects, economic aspects, and operative or operational aspects. So each of these aspects was assigned to a working group. We worked in each of the groups, and then the four groups worked together, and the result is the plan that we will be presenting shortly. Of course, this is not carved in stone. Strategic plans need to be flexible in order to evolve in time, and there needs to be room for continuous improvement and also to understand the changing conditions of our operating environment. I believe this plan is fit to this objective, and we are now expecting the implementation of the plan that may have room for improvement. There may be some flaws, but we need to achieve excellence, not in the plan's definition, but in the plan's implementation. Thank you. I am Eduardo Santoyo. I would like to supplement what Oscar said. I believe that it's important to tell you about the group membership. The group members were representatives of several organizations that already have representatives within ICANN. So we had internet users, representatives, commercial users, representatives, LACNIC, LACTLD, representing the region. So that group interacted, I believe, for the first time ever in a coordinated fashion in order to develop or define objectives. Personally, it is deeply satisfying to have been able to work with these organizations. Maybe we run into them informally when we attend internet-related fora, but we had never generated these thought dynamics of working together in order to improve use, accessibility and engagement conditions regarding the internet at a regional level in terms of global governance of critical internet resources. Well, I worked in a group. I was a member of a specific group that focused on the political issues, and we focused on strategies and actions that would lead to the attainment of our objectives and to be incorporated into this plan. I had the opportunity to work with GAC representatives, with LACNIC representatives, and with internet users representatives. We defined four strategic objectives. And excuse me, but if I don't wear my glasses, I will not be able to continue. Okay, thank you. So basically, we assigned two or three programs per objective. In some cases, we found only one program to support that objective. First of all, we focused on strengthening ICANN's engagement with regional organizations because, as Fadi very well said, the region already has organizations and different organizational structures that we need to leverage and strengthen in order to improve relations with ICANN. So, from this perspective, we focused on two possible projects, that is, to define joint programs between ICANN and these regional organizations, so that both parties may grow together in a cooperative fashion for the sake of improving this engagement between ICANN and the regional organizations. Now, the second item is to tailor and support a program that will favor the engagement of regional organization representatives at ICANN meetings or during ICANN meetings. Normally, IP organizations, registries, CCTLDs, users organizations, well, normally we would need to see how to improve their participation within ICANN in order to increase commitment and this joint relation with ICANN. Our second important objective is to create new, to see how to favor the development of the multi-stakeholder model in the region through the strengthening and the relationing of these groups and interest groups within ICANN. So we wanted more participation of regional ISPs during ICANN meetings. We wanted regional IP organizations to participate in the in ICANN meetings. So we focused on other Oscar, excuse me, I think I will need your copy because I cannot read this properly. Thank you. So, as I was saying, we wanted to develop or foster the engagement of these regional organizations and have them or have them understand ICANN's role within these organizations. Our next two objectives are especially regarding stability and security, DNS stability and security, and how the region has to focus on maintaining and developing this infrastructure. We focused on this objective. So our project would be first to create an emergency response team that may take place, especially regarding CCTLDs. We have many small CCTLDs that require or need attention and support. So we thought that a permanent working group focusing on emergency response should be one of our main projects, together with the creation of mechanisms for transfer of knowledge and technology in the region. Finally, in relation to political aspects, we focused on ensuring accountability mechanisms and transparency mechanisms regarding the use of resources in regional organizations, especially resources allocated by ICANN. So we thought about a reporting mechanism so that this information should be available for consultation. So this summarizes our proposal regarding political issues. And now my colleague Fatima will take the floor. This is Fatima speaking. My battery is running low, so I apologize. I will speak from the panel. I am Fatima Cambronero. I represent Lacralo in this group. This is the Latin American and Caribbean Users Organization. And I will speak about the capacity building and outreach group made up of users and government representatives. So it is possible for us to work together, and we are very happy with our results. We focused on objectives. Okay, let me go back. Our area of interest is called capacity building and outreach. And we believe these areas are interrelated because if somebody does not have knowledge about ICANN-related topics, then that person can hardly participate or become engaged in the debates. So we have two subsections or sub-areas. So I will first focus on outreach. Our first objective is to strengthen engagement or regional engagement, to increase active engagement in groups of interests within ICANN. We focused on different projects. We can see them in further detail in the document, but we want to draft a communications plan so as to simply and clearly define the social and financial benefits related to engagement within ICANN, prepare outreach and educational material explaining ICANN's missions and visions in different languages, organize regional events, especially where ICANN does not have such an important presence, organize outreach events in our region related or ICANN-related outreach events in our region. Set up a working group to cooperate with a stakeholder manager in the Caribbean region. Create awards programs to motivate leaders in terms of outreach and empowerment for regional leaders, and promote high-level dialogue between the governments of the Caribbean region and ICANN-related topics. We focused on strengthening the participation of the corporate sector within ICANN and the participation of corporations and organizations in ICANN's multi-stakeholder model. We focused on creating an observatory and a program to raise awareness of local or regional stakeholders or players. The third objective is to promote the participation of regional academia representatives in ICANN. This objective has several projects, and they are two-way or two-fold projects. So on the one hand, we want the academia to engage within ICANN, but we want this to be the other way around as well. Then objective 2.4 is to strengthen and support engagement plans in regional and global scenarios. Our project is to develop webinars for the members within the region so that they can learn about remote participation tools, create a website for or devoted to regional activities, and create a regional remote participation center to support participants when ICANN activities are taking place. Now I am going to focus on capacity building. Our strategic objectives are to develop new programs and support existing capacity building programs in the region. This is what we meant when we said that we need to leverage already existing initiatives in the region. One of our projects is to create an inventory of existing capacity building initiatives. And depending on the result of this project, we will either create the new programs that are needed or else we will leverage existing initiatives in progress. We thought it might be a good idea to have an ambassadors program to promote ICANN global values. The next objective is to promote capacity building in technical aspects related to the DNS to ensure an adequate level of stability, security, and resiliency. We have projects that are devoted to organize capacity building workshops on DNS stability, security, and resiliency in coordination with regional organizations. Another project is to create an observatory to monitor DNS security incidents in the region. Our next objective is to train end users for a better understanding of ICANN-related internet ecosystem aspects. So we want to have survey, contests, and awards to internet users in the region So as to promote the debate of ICANN-related topics, we want to have webinars designed for different knowledge levels of ICANN. And then we want LACRALO to work in coordination to leverage the ongoing capacity-building initiatives. The next objective is to strengthen capacity-building for governments in the region regarding ICANN-related matters. And our projects for these objectives aim at including existing capacity-building initiatives in the region with specific objectives focusing on governments within ICANN and its ecosystem. And finally, we want to promote the participation of other stakeholders in the region. Maybe in the future, there will be other stakeholders willing to participate. So we want, once again, to have an inventory of stakeholders in the region and to have an outreach roadshow to interact with these new stakeholders. Thank you. This is Vanda Scartesini. We do not have Portuguese interpreters, so we will have Portu-Spanish interpreters. That is a blend of both languages. Our group was made up of several colleagues from the Caribbean, from Mexico, Argentina, Brazil. We all worked together and focused on operations. Operations have to do with the conditions that were, or the most critical conditions in our region, that is, the small CCTLDs, the ISPs, that is, the internet service providers. And we thought that maintaining the network stability and security in the region was one of the priorities. So our main objectives are to deploy IPv6 and to have that deployment in a truly widespread and even fashion. So this implementation or deployment has to be adequate. Within this objective, we had or have joint efforts so that this implementation will take place within the entire region with a special focus on small ISPs because there are technical difficulties. So training or capacity building of these ISPs became one of our main objectives. Then we need to focus on raising awareness of the needs and to raise awareness of these issues by means of a DNS observatory for our region in order to have information on issues, on malware, etc. In short, all technical issues or problems in the region should be recorded by means of an observatory. So That is our first point regarding IPv6. The second point has to do with the operational aspects, and we need to train small ccTLDs in the region in operational aspects. This is also very important because there is a lack of balance between the technical capacities or capabilities or of small and large operators in the region. So we want to strike a balance from a technical standpoint. So we thought about performing a survey to detect all the training needs of these ccTLDs. We also thought about an e-learning platform so that this would be accessible to all the ccTLDs at all the time. Maybe they can have chat rooms, they can learn about new elements, they can train their new human resources. That is to enable the region at a lower cost. The third objective is the implementation, or to guarantee that the implementation of the new DTLDs in the region will be done in an adequate fashion. In general, we thought about generating more information. In our region, the entire program was communicated on the basis of individual efforts of members of our regions. We did not really have or see an ICANN-led initiative to promote new DTLDs in our regions, this, you know, truth be told. So clearly, this resulted in few GTLDs in our region, many of which do not have as much information. They do not even participate in ICANN or within ICANN. They were convinced this was a good idea because we, the individuals, convinced them, because we are engaged within ICANN. But that is it. They do not fully grasp the dimension of the GTLDs. So we need more focused and clearer information that will focus on their interests. And we would like to see a roadshow on a regional scale. This roadshow may be a tool that we can build upon for many other initiatives, while it will be an opportunity to communicate what ICANN is and to promote engagement. We'll also have face-to-face meetings that may become, among stakeholders, that may become new GTLDs. And finally, we have a more technical issue related to the security, stability, and resiliency of the DNS. We thought about having a capacity building program within this roadshow that would involve universities and would promote DNS knowledge and would promote participation within the ESSAC. Currently, we do not have a member from Latin America. I do not have technical expertise, so maybe we should have an initiative to motivate the young generations in the region to participate in technical matters and technical developments for the region. And they would provide us with support in our region in the same way in which we thought about an emergency response team. We need where to have a tool to resort to if we have doubts or questions. If we do not find an answer whenever we need, then that is something worth taking into account. So in a nutshell, this is what we thought about regarding operations in our region. Thank you.
Have another commitment at 5:30, so we will have to excuse ourselves. I just want to say I saw 3 out of 4 parts, and I'm already ready to take off my suit and head down to work with you. This is amazing. This is really impressive, the breadth of the programs and the specificity of the activities you plan to do under each of these areas is very impressive. I am particularly happy because this is happening before I can start the process of its global strategy. And this is another example of really why we pushed for each region to do its bottom-up strategy. In May, as you saw in my video on Monday, we start the process of thinking, what is ICANN's mission in the next 5 years? And to ensure this is not some top-down idea, by having your strategies developed now, we will put all of that as part of our global plan to reflect the common things we will do worldwide, but then the specific things we will do in each region, including Latin America, to deal with the requirements of the region. I'm very excited. I mean, this is fantastic, and I'm sorry that I can't see the fourth presentation. You will forgive me, Carolina. But I know that Rodrigo will walk me through it, and I'm looking forward to the next step, to sit down and start supporting you with the resources, with the help to make this a reality. But, I mean, Steve?
Thank you. I want to comment on just one very specific point that Vonda raised about that there's no representative, nobody from Latin America and Caribbean on ESSAC. But I actually know quite a bit about the history there. Frederica Navis was a charter member of ESSAC and served for on the order of 10 years and just recently stepped down and is a superb, excellent contributor in many fields, particularly DNSSEC. As is common whenever you have a really excellent person move on or vacate a space, it needs to be replaced by 3 people, not just one. So your job is to go and recruit those people and present them. I'm sure they'll be welcome and looked at very closely from Brazil, from Uruguay, from Argentina, from Chile, from all over the region. So please do send your best. Thank you.
Don't forget the NOMCOM. We need more of you in the NOMCOM. Olga, Gonzalo, and I get lonely sometimes because not many people understand Spanish or Portuguese on the board. So we need more of you. That's right. Sebastian is even more fluent than me. I understand most of it, but I don't speak much. My apologies, and you don't want to hear my Spanish. But Sebastian is actually quite fluent. My apologies. Yeah. But please make sure it's May 1st is the deadline. Please, we need more of you at the heart of the decision process at ICANN, so I hope many of you apply. Thanks again, and apologies, we have to leave. Thank you.
Bueno, tengo muy claro que...
This is Carolina speaking. I know that what is keeping you away from going back to your rooms and getting ready for the gala is this presentation and Olga Cavalli's closing remarks. So I will be brief. I will let you know about this group's work and the origins of this group's work. We focus on a very sensitive topic in a region, in our region, as detected in at the very beginning of our group's work. We saw that we have governments interested in working on these topics, very few of them. We have a civil society, of course, but the great weakness is the market and the market related to the development of a sector, a certain industry or economy that is a place for DNS-related companies. So in this working group, when we thought about economic objectives, we thought about something that is essential, that is to work at the market level in order to develop market sectors that are related to this sector. So we defined six objectives as the main objectives. And as a Latin America corporate community, we have a very low participation level within ICANN processes and ICANN meetings. That's why we thought about this. I am referring to objective 4.1. Excuse me, I am dealing with objective 4.2 that has to do with the participation of economic stakeholders from the region in the design of ICANN meetings. So we do want the economic stakeholders with, although there is a gap they perceive, well, we want them to focus on development and participation strategies. The second barrier, or the second objective I wanted to tell you about, has to do with bridging the gaps so that economic stakeholders in the region can participate. We need to focus on ICANN platforms, materials, documents, and they have to be accessible in different languages from a linguistic standpoint. So a while ago, Fadi said we would be having an office in Montevideo with a person in charge of a communication strategy is a key factor in order to attain this objective, that is to get closer to these stakeholders that we need to detect and empower or leverage. We have key stakeholders in the DNS sector, for example, registries and back-end registries. When you think about a related market, you think about registries that maybe CCTLDs or GTLDs, and we think about technical support services. We have some consolidated and strong stakeholders in our region, but we need to widen and further develop these capabilities. The next objective is related to the development of related services. Once again, with a focus on new economic initiatives and corporate initiatives within existing regional organizations or with new entrepreneurs that may join this DNS-related sector. The next objective has to do with a dispute resolution center that should be based within the region in order to cater for the region's need with a regional or a local office that would be open to cater for local companies' consultations and whose staff should speak the local languages. So in Latin America, we're speaking about Spanish and Portuguese. So we need to identify new organizations and diagnose the ongoing dispute resolution processes. And finally, a key stakeholder in the history of the Latin American community have been the CCTLDs. The oldest ones are 5 years old in our region, and the evolution of this sector posed a challenge for many of them. So we need to think about commercial and economic capabilities that we need to develop for these registries. So we need to see a registry as a stakeholder in the DNS, in the domain names market, but we also need to focus on other commercial and financial sustainability model for these registries in the region. Thank you. This is Olga Cavalli speaking. This is taking me away from my GAC meeting that will be finishing very late today. So we GAC members will not be going to the gala in order to focus on the GAC advice. Before my closing remarks, I would like to thank all my colleagues from the steering committee. I had very high expectations, but I have to say that the steering committee's work was far beyond my expectations. And as Eduardo said, this has been the first time we have actually worked together. So this cross-working group really worked very, very well, and I felt at ease working with all of them. I want to commend Rodrigo for his coordination's effort. I want to thank all the members of the team, and I want to thank Fatima, Dev, and Tracy. They are the members of my working group, and I was there in my capacity as a GAC representative. So this was a very rewarding and enriching experience. I would like to build on Fadi's remarks. I need to focus on implementation. We have spoken about very interesting and very nice things.
Creo que son palabras.
And Fadi said this is a special moment and he wants to make this plan a reality. So I think that what he says is true. We need to to be committed to this implementation, but we also need ICANN's commitment. What my friends presented before is related to having or achieving the Latin Americans region in a relevant fashion. I remember when I asked for simultaneous interpretation in the past, and people said, but why do you ask for this? Because you are a fluent English speaker. And I said, because it's inclusive, enabling. And I also asked for the fellowship program, and now we do have the fellowship program. So I hope, I am confident that the Latin American region's ideas will be taken on board. I was a GNSO council member for 4 years, and Latin America practically does not participate there. We are gathering momentum at the GAC. My Mexican friend here knows what I'm talking about. We are beginning to coordinate. Our region has shared interest. What happened last week with the ministers' conference in Montevideo, where there was a statement of interest in order to protect geographic names, is relevant, and that has to happen within ICANN. So this is what we saw, that is achieving this relevant engagement or participation. I would like to share some priorities we have identified within the projects we will be implementing. These projects we would like to implement need to be regional in scope, or at least the idea is to prioritize the one that have regional scope, and they need to include as many stakeholders as possible. We do not have as many Latin American companies participating in ICANN as we would like. I am a university teacher, and I am the only one that speaks about ICANN to students. My colleagues do not have what ICANN is, do not know what ICANN is. We need more interaction between regional organizations and initiatives. We also need to achieve security, stability, and resiliency of the DNS. We need IPv6, transition, dynamic ccTLDs. And we also need to adapt to new GTLDs in a region that practically submitted no projects. We need to focus on areas that require more attention. Our region is very diverse, and it has as many countries that are as big as Brazil and Argentina and Colombia, and then we have countries that are very, very, very small. Maybe we have island countries. We speak different languages. We have different cultures. So we have to think about these needs. Projects need to be specially focused on the more needy participants and on the smallest countries. People are not going to show up by chance, and if they do, they need information. I remember my very first ICANN meeting. There was nothing much I was able to understand. We also need to have a project to cater for emerging issues. I remember very successful experiences with the earthquake in Chile, so we need coherent projects to that end. We need to have how can I say this in Spanish? Juncture in Spanish. Okay, I know how to say it. So we need to engage and participate in different regional organizations where there has or there can be Latin American participation. We have overcome the language barrier. We have interpretation already. We need to focus on including the regional languages on the website and increasing ICANN's presence in all organizations and activities within the region. In conclusion, I would like to say that several GAC representatives are working in a coordinated fashion. Everton is here. Remember Everton? Argentina and Brazil used to work very well when you were in the GAC. So the new GTLD program has led to a coordinated initiative between Argentina, Peru, Chile, and Brazil. And I think we're doing it very, very well. This is a complex situation, but a very positive one at the same time. So we need to coordinate our efforts with all stakeholders for the sake of a solid and well-represented region, informing ICANN and the global internet community about our needs. We know our region is unique, is culture-rich, is diverse, and we need to convey our message to this organization. Thank you very much. And I believe we have some time for a Q&A session. Thank you. This is Rodrigo de la Parra speaking. Thank you all for your presentations. Maybe we can have some time for a Q&A with the face-to-face and the remote participants, or a comment or a remark. First of all, I would like to congratulate all the team. This is a member of the audience speaking. So this is, you know, this deserves a round of applause. And I am interested in the timeline. When are you going to start implementing this? How can we help you? How can we collaborate or cooperate? Rodrigo speaking. Thank you for that question. We are finalizing or completing the planning phase. We are about to start the implementation phase on the basis of priorities in order to prioritize the corresponding projects. We are completing indicators, methodological aspects. We will have, or we will submit the plan in May. We will present the plan in May in the LACNIC and LAC-TLD meeting. And that will be the starting point so that we can begin deploying the projects. We are thinking about project management. We are thinking about a project manager. And we would like to implement these projects together with other organizations. Maybe we can incorporate the International Development Bank, etc. I think somebody else had a question. Good afternoon. Soy Marielen. Soy representante de Costa Rica. Estoy en un grupo que se llama I represent a group called MPOC. It's part of the GNSO. We represent NGOs within the GNSO. I would like to congratulate you on the wonderful work that you have done. And, of course, I would like to help you. We would like to help you. So if you think that we can help you, we are here to help. Thank you. Rodrigo speaking. Thank you very much for that offer. And of course, this is what we need. Implementation requires joint efforts. So thank you very much for your offer. We will be coordinating shortly. We're going to take a question from a remote participant. Everton speaking. There's a remote participant that would like to or wants to know whether this presentation will be available. Rodrigo speaking. Yes, this presentation will be available as from today on ICANN's website, ICANN.org. There will be a link so that you can download the presentation. And we can also post the link so that you can access the working groups products. You have the historical record of documents, etc. This is a member of the audience making a comment. We Latin Americans feel very proud. We want to congratulate you. We want an open, secure internet in Latin America. My contribution is the following. We have a governance school, and on the basis of the governance school that Olga also attended in Tucumán, in the province of Tucumán, we wanted to focus on outreach I have a group that I set up together with some colleagues. We focused on security and audits, and we also try to incorporate internet governance topics in relation to security so as to make them a little bit more interesting. In my province, in Tucumán, I see that there are plenty of concerns relating to law enforcement and several technical issues. So how could we coordinate efforts so that Tucumán can also help you and walk along this path with you? Thank you. Rodrigo speaking. Oscar, as Oscar said initially, this document is flexible. It should be reviewed in order to incorporate new projects. Vanda, this is Vanda speaking. We will be conducting a survey on existing or ongoing actions in order to include them in our effort. So I believe that what you're doing in Tucumán is or falls within the scope of this survey and should be included. So certainly it'll be part of this job and we hope this work and we hope so. Rodrigo speaking. Well, if there are no further questions, I would like to thank you all for being here today, to invite you to help us, to join us, and of course to enjoy the gala. Thank you.